Hello and welcome to another episode of Live a Well-Designed Life. I'm your host, Kiran Singh. Today I thought I'd talk about creating life systems. I'm always looking for ways to get better. I know it's a long-term goal. Actually, it's a forever goal. It doesn't finish. I'll do it consistently for as long as I'm alive, every single day. Sometimes I feel I'm getting closer. But closer to what? It's just a feeling. I don't have a real end goal. Actually, my end goal is to be able to do what I love and to do daily. It's all about the process. The end goal is my process. My process is my end goal. It's all connected. As Marcus Aurelius said, you have power over your mind, not outside events. I don't control outside events. I only have power over myself. This is what I can fix, polish and make better. I don't want to lose my time by trying to change something I'm not able to do. Focus is important. The focus is on my process and how to make it work for me. Everything can get better. A system is not an exception. I build it to try, experiment for a week, see if it works, fix and improve if needed. So, here I share my 5-step process to creating systems that helps me flow through life. 1. Take inventory. Start by identifying the actions that you take regularly, both at home and at work. That is, dissect your day and take a look at all of the different parts of that make up what you get done each day. Some of these activities could be the following: getting ready in the morning, answering emails and phone calls, going out for a run, eating healthy meals, reading, showing up for your yoga and meditation practice, getting ready for bed. Next, go through a list of activities that came up with and ask yourself the following: how are you currently getting these things done? Do you feel that you're being as efficient and effective as you can be? Where are you losing lots of time? Where are you losing money? What activities frustrate you the most? What is not currently getting done as fast or as well as it should be? What's falling through the cracks? What needs to be streamlined? Based on your review, choose one activity to systemize. 2. Analyze what you're currently doing. Carry out activity that you want to systemize using normal procedure, that is, as you're currently doing it. Document your process by writing down all of the following: what steps are you taking? What tools are you using? What is frustrating you? How much time does it take for you to complete the activity? How much does it cost you to complete the activity? What type of results are you getting? Once you've written down how you currently carry out activity, sit down with the document you created and look through it. 3. Plan your new process. A system is something you do every day, consistently. It's a process that you create to streamline tasks and improve efficiency. Take a look at how you're currently carrying out the activity that you want to systemize and ask yourself questions like the following. What is the result that you're looking for when you carry out the activity? What's the goal that you're trying to achieve? What's the ideal outcome? Are all the steps that you're currently taking necessary? Can some of those steps be eliminated? Are you taking the steps in the most effective sequence? Would you get better results if you change the order of the steps? How can this be done faster? Can you create a checklist? Would a chart be helpful? Would a mind map make things clearer? Can some steps or the entire process be automated? Can someone else do this? Can this activity be outsourced or delegated? Write down the new process that you come up with by going through each step. 4. Execute your plan. Once you have a plan, that is, once you create a system, you need to put your plan into action. This can include by adding a task to your calendar, try habit stacking, upgrading tools you're currently using, and so on. It's now time for the dry run of your new process. Carry out your activity that you systemized by applying your process that you created and notice the results that you get. Ask yourself questions like the following: Did you get the desired result? What's working? What's not working? How much time are you saving? Are you achieving your goal in the simplest way possible? Are there any gaps in your process? Can the process be optimized even further? Make any other necessary adjustments or notifications. Tweak your new system until you get the results that you want. Lastly, number 5. Continuously improve the system. Although, in theory, the idea of creating a system is to create it and forget about it. The reality, however, is that every so often you should take a close look at systems that are set in place and make sure that everything is working as it should. In addition, ask yourself if you can make any further improvements. Take a look at the following. Is the system still working as it should? Can you make the system even more efficient and effective? Can you improve the system so that you start getting even better results? So, I have a morning practice and an evening practice. And I'll show it in my Google Calendar. And there I have, these are the 4 or 5 things I do every morning. Self-care, then it's prayers, yoga, meditation, hot water with lemon, smoothie and breakfast. So for me to go through all of this with a flow, I have set everything up. So I know where my yoga mat is. I made this smoothie the night before as I put ingredients in the container. And my meditation is on my phone, so I already sort that out. I put my cup under my kettle, so I just press the button and hot water will come out. Self-care, obviously, first thing in the morning, go into the bathroom, brush my teeth, wash my face, change my clothes and all that stuff. So everything is kind of streamlined so I can easily follow through with my morning practice. And this is what systems are all about, that you create things that work for you. So do have a go at my 5-step system and see how it works for you. I would love to hear more about it, so do feel free to leave me a comment below or drop me an email at hello@kirinsinghuk.com. This is it for now. I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. Until next time, take care and bye for now.